excuse me, we're on page 280. So yesterday we talked about rulers, Jewish rulers, non-Jewish rulers. We saw a very interesting halacha and test that there's a mitzvah to attempt to go see a king. So that brings us to Yud, a very interesting halacha. Haroeh Batei Yisrael B'Yeshuvan. If someone sees Jewish houses when they are settled, when they're settled, we'll talk about this. Kegon Bayis Sheni, like in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. Omer Brachat Hashem Elokeinu Melechom Meitziv Vul Almana. That you restore the boundary of the widow. Bring it back. So, conversely, Chas v'Shalom, b'Churbanan, if you see them destroyed, these Jewish houses, Omer, Baruch Dianenis, Ha'emes. Okay? Now, so the question is, what's going on in this halacha? What are you talking about? You see these houses, Jewish houses. So, make a special bracha. So the Chafetz Chaim brings down this machlokas. Rashi says that what this halacha, now again, this is a pshat in the Gemara. Rashi says, when we're talking about Jewish houses, we're talking about Bate Ashirei Yisrael. We're talking about wealthy Jews who had very nice houses. I don't know. Like, I wonder what they would think if they saw Hancock Park. You know, like, so I don't know. I assume that's what they're referring to. And they're sitting with Tokef and Gvura, like in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. So the Chavetz Chaim then brings down the Beis Yosef, that the Beis Yosef says, it could be that this again, so we're talking about a wealthy Jew. Like in America, Canaan Hall, we have a number of wealthy Jews. So they have a mansion, or they have a nice house, or whatever it may be. So a Rashi would hold, you make this bracha, Meitziv Gvul Almana, when you see that house. Now the issue, it's not so simple, because the Chavetz Chaim brings down that the Beis Yosef holds that this is specifically talking about in Eretz Yisrael, in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. But now, even in Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Yosef would hold, according to Rashi, you would not make the bracha. Right, you go to Eretz Yisrael. So you go to Eretz Yisrael now, right, Mr. Bencher? There's some places, really nice, not apartment, houses. Right, nice, very nice houses. So it would seem, according to Rashi, you would make the bracha. You see this very nice house in Eretz Yisrael. So the Beis Yosef says, Ve'asher, it's only in time of the second Beis Hamikdash. It's only then, and only in Eretz Yisrael, only then. But the Mishnah Chavetz Chaim also says that others say that Pshat is the Bach, and others say that there's a different Pshat in Rashi. That even now, that all the Gemara is saying is that if they're like the wealthy houses that were in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, so even now, according to these opinions, the Bach, like I said, you would make the bracha. So I don't know. I dare say you go to Hancock Park again. We're around these places often, so again, we'll see later. It's only every 30 days. You don't see it. If you see them continuously, you wouldn't. But again, somebody would come from who knows where, and you take them to Hancock Park in Idahara, show them and say, you know, this is so-and-so. So, you know, they make the bracha. They make a bracha, according to this opinion. Chavetz Chaim then brings down a third opinion. So right to, are we talking about, so this all under Rashi's umbrella that we're talking about wealthy people, so it doesn't only apply in the second base, I mean, they're sure it doesn't apply now. That's the A and the B. The Rif says that what we're talking about is that we're not talking about a wealthy person's house. We're talking about a shul. A shul. Now, again, a very nice shul. I don't know if the shul would qualify, but you know, like sometimes you go like to some of the old shuls in New York, you know, like the Bialystoker shul, you know, Afrom shul is it was a very nice place, right? A very nice place. So according to the Rif, if you'd see a very nice, beautiful shul, So you'd make a bracha. You make a bracha. So that's a totally different shot. So the Chofetz Chaim says, that the custom is, when you have a fancy house in Hancock Park, we don't make this bracha. It's a shul, according to the Rif. Go like the Rif, that's only when you see a beautiful shul. When you see a beautiful shul, the way it should be, and it's very nice, so then you'd make this bracha, native almana, not in Hancock Park. You wouldn't do that. That's the way the Chofetz Chaim says. And he finally brings down that the Eli Rabbah says it doesn't make a difference if it's in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Aretz. And even today, you'd still make this bracha, again, if you see a very beautiful, inspiring, whatever you want to call it, shul. But then finally, the Chofetz Chaim brings down the Prima Gun. The Prima Gun says that Bizman Azet, Tov Levarach, Baruch Meitziv Gula Almana, Beloshem Umachos. The last opinion brings down is that you should make this bracha, again, if you see a beautiful shul, but you make it without Hashem's name. Why? So in the Shaar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim brings down because Rashi. Rashi says it's going on in Hancock Park. It's not going on in shul. So according to Rashi, you're not saying the bracha correctly on the right thing. So therefore, that's the way he comes out. And again, I don't see so many imposing. I don't, whatever. Okay, let's just start Yud Beis.
Who is the Almana?
Okay, quickly. We'll just introduce this idea. Harua Kivrei Yisrael. If you see a a Jewish cemetery, graves. Omer Brachat Hashem Elokim Lachalam. Asher Yatzar Eskan B'din. Right, Danas Kam B'din V'Yodei Amitz Par Kol Kam. It's a long bracha. I think it's in the art scrolling back there. Now again, we're going to have to see about this. We're going to have to see in Yud Gimel. Again, if you're at a cemetery very often, this is only talking about if you haven't come every, if you haven't been there in 30 days. So make the bracha that Hashem judge them and so on and so forth. There's a different bracha for non-Jewish kvar. We'll get to that. So just very quick, one Mishnah Berurah. So the Chofetz Chaim says, if it's just one kever, so then you don't say this bracha. You don't say this bracha. And the reason is that, the reason is because, as you can see, the bracha is in plural form. Dan eschem b'din. It's plural. So if it's only one kever, so then it wouldn't fit. Okay, but Mezrach Hashem, next time we get together, we'll talk about the non-Jewish kvarim. We'll get to this a little more in Mezrach Hashem.